At 80 years young, Larry Pattenaud has a track record of making a difference in the community. Recognized for his love of sports and generous spirit, he can be found helping in a number of places. For 25 years, Pattenaud was a volunteer firefighter and he coached baseball for more than 40 years. Organizing and implementing the Ball Diamond at Tongche Park is a long-standing achievement in which he was heavily involved. He had spent 6 years working on this. Without Larry, I don't know if we would have ever had one, says Fred Patterson of his friend since elementary school. Decades later, Pattenaud is still involved, making sure kids get to play ball. Pattenaud remembers growing up in tiny township and needing to travel to play on a ball field. At 13, he played on the men's fastball team because there was no kids' team. He now volunteers his time to the sport by setting up the field for tournaments. Kids get to play ball and the coaches don't have to worry that the fields are smooth and set up, he explains. As a coach, Pattenaud says he and his teams were very fortunate. You just need to have kids who want to put their heart and soul into this. I've always said, just give me 100%. Some are natural and some of them have to work really hard, says Pattenaud of coaching the kids. Larry was the one who would help the kids. Sometimes we'd have 10 or 11 minor ball teams and he'd coach two and sometimes help with others, Patterson remembers. In 2000, Pattenaud received the Robert Robitaille Memorial Volunteer Award. In 2017, he was inducted into the Penetanguishene Sports Hall of Fame for the Builders Award. And in 2022, he was named a Paul Harris Fellow through the Rotary Foundation of Rotary International. In August 2024, it was brought to council that Tiny Township recognize Pattenaud in the establishment, development, and maintenance of the Tongche Baseball Diamond. He was always at the park, says Patterson of his friend's involvement in coaching and maintaining the grounds. He shares an anecdote about flooding the rink so kids could skate in a covered area. He has a soft spot for the kids, says Patterson. I just enjoy being around people, says Pattenaud. To this day he volunteers at hardball tournaments. They can be 12-hour days and run for 3 days. I get to talk to a lot of people and enjoy all the history, he says. When his 1994 team was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2023, Pattenaud was pleased to see some faces he hadn't seen in years. Patterson's son, Grant, was recognized for his fastball pitch and attributed his skills to Pattenaud. This still brings a smile to the face of the retired coach. Looking forward, Pattenaud continues to work at getting more teams into the Sports Hall of Fame. He led teams to 7 Ontario championships and 13 runner-ups in the finals. That's quite a good run for the kids, he says. At the Ontario Amateur Softball Association tournament, he spoke of athletic determination. The biggest thing is, you've got to learn how to lose before you become a winner, he said. His own determination is a constant contribution to the community. With his passion for history and sharing stories, Pattenaud also helps at the museum and, since he retired in 2008, the annual Winterama event with what he refers to as odds and ends. Pattenaud starts his 5-week routine in January every year selling Winterama buttons at the Penetanguishene Foodland. Here he sets up what you might call a traveling exhibit, with brochures, photos and paraphernalia from Winterama of decades past. From the 1960s, you can see it once included horse races and trap shooting. That's back in 63, he says with a smile about the clay pigeon shooting game. You wouldn't see people walking around with a shotgun anymore. He calls it a history lesson, noting the 3-digit telephone numbers and the 10-cent cost for a meat pie in one brochure from 1949. Flipping through the pages and exchanging stories, many people stop to chat or purchase a Winterama button. Basically, that's probably the best word. He cares about the community and he cares about people. If somebody needs help with something, he's there, says Patterson.